Stuart and Chris Adams was followed by Greenhill. Then we moved on to Ray Wallace before we ended with Kinlochmore. And those were tunes for your first set. For your second set, the tunes were McLeod and Mackay, followed by Cream of the Barley. Then we moved on to Kitchener's Reel before we ended with Alistair P. Thompson. Now, as I said, that was the last tune by Roy and the band for this evening. It's been a relatively easy show for me because of the length of the sets. That's actually one thing about Scottish music that you find compared to other music. The sets are the tunes are longer, which means the sets are longer, which means I don't need to do as much work. A good thing, I think. Although some folk might say differently. But that's just the way it is in Scottish music. You can get sets up to, well, we had this evening, 8 minutes, 18 seconds for one set. You can get them ranging from there down to 1.15 minutes. So there is a big range. Depends on what the band decide they're putting into each set. However, enough of the waffle from me. All that I have left to do now is tell you what's happening on next week's show. And next week's show, we are celebrating the life of East Lothian accordionist Jem Johnston. So that will be a cracking night. And I'll certainly have more work to do next week because Jim's sets, none of them would ever be 8 minutes and 18 seconds. So you'll hear more from me next week. So that leaves me one more tune to play, which of course is our ending theme, being Wild Theme, which is played, as always, by Gordon Patillo and his Scottish Dance Band. So until next week, let's keep it Scottish, and bye for now.